Tony, here's a question coming your way.
Hi, this is Margaret Feaster in Tallahassee, Florida. I was wondering if all my dairy nutrition were to come from ice cream, how much ice cream would I need to eat each day?
Answers on a postcard. Ben, what do you think? How much ice cream do you think she has to eat to supply her daily nutritional intake from ice cream alone?
A kilo.
He's going a kilo. Okay. Is that based on any kind of personal experience, or are you just pluck that out the freezer?
Maybe one or two depressed evenings. Maybe. No, just a rough guess.
Chris?
Well, it depends on the ice cream.
If it's got chocolate chip in there, there's a bit,
exactly,
more, bit more calories in there.
You get really dense, like, Cornish clotted cream ice cream, where you get, sort of more water. I don't know. I need to know more information.
Okay, Chris is unhappy with the data supplied. Tony, what do you think?
I think that's going to be a little bit tricky. So I think I read it that she was talking about dairy nutrition in context of calcium. So just to start with that, for example, the average calcium content of a vanilla dairy ice cream is around about 100 milligrams of calcium per 100 grams. So an adult requirement is 700 to 800 milligrams of calcium per day. So even to achieve that, you'd need 700 to 800 grams of ice cream.
Well, Ben wasn't far out.
He was quite close.
He was pretty good. Yeah,
not bad. But the disadvantages with doing something like that I can see immediately is things like the sugar content. So looking at sort of an average vanilla ice cream, the sugar content in 700 to 800 mils of that ice cream is something like 150 to 160 grams of sugar. Now, considering the recommendations for added sugars are no more than 30 grams a day, that takes you way over. So it's probably a bad move in that respect. But also, I think just having ice cream in your diet means you're going to lack things like fiber, like iron. And I think it's going to set you up for some trouble.
700 to 800 mils seems an awful lot, because you kind of expect ice cream to be kind of concentrated milk. Is that because the calcium's actually not in the cream part of the milk?
So the calcium is, yes, it's in the water soluble phase. And that's quite interesting, actually, because often people say to me, look, if I switch from full fat milk to semi-skimmed, am I going to lose out on my calcium? And actually the answer is no. And what happens is once you remove the fat, what happens is you get slightly more calcium in a semi-skimmed milk. Not a lot, but slightly more. And then again for skimmed milk as well.
Tony, thanks very much. And so there you go, Margaret. The answer is you've got to eat a prodigious amount of ice cream, which is probably going to be health deleterious. Probably better to stick to semi-skimmed or even skimmed milk for your dairy requirements. That's where we must leave it. Thank you very much to our guests this week, Ben Pilgrim, Chris Basu, Tony Steer and Dave Ansell. Do join us next week when we're going to be exploring the science of artificial intelligence. There's certainly been no shortage of intelligence here in this studio this week, but what does the future hold for artificial intelligence? The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and until next time, goodbye.